See, the system changes a lot. A lot of times when leadership changes, system changes, people change. The whole thing's a joke, to be honest with you. But we know it's a joke, but we want order. So we submit to their insanity, you know, because we want to keep the order. Because when you got chaos, you got killing and stuff going on. But you know it's crazy, because let's say you work at Walmart or somewhere and the manager comes in and says, we're going to do it this way. So you do it that way for about a year. And then another manager comes in, we're going to do it this way. They change up all the time. They do a change up so much it's not even funny. Then we're going to do it this way. We're going to do it this way. They always change it. And think about it, they have to, because if they didn't, nobody would need them. If they didn't do a change up, you wouldn't need them. You wouldn't need them. They wouldn't be needed. They're trying to perfect a system. A fallen system. They're wasting their time, but they're doing their best to perfect a system that is fallen. A fallen system. I need to get in the flow on this message because it's so important, but I'm not in the flow, I guess. It's very important to understand that the system, the man-made system, is ridiculous. And they set up all these rules to follow. They don't even keep them themselves. And they try to get you to think that's your identity in following some rule or being some kind of perfectionist and have everything perfect. It's just like a legalistic church trying to manage your life, every detail of your life. How crazy is that? I've seen people in my lifetime, they know more about me than I know about me. They know more about my past. They study me more than I study me. For real. It's like, what? Who are these? Are these handlers? Are they self-righteous agents? What are they? What are they? They know more about me than I know about myself. Or think they do. Remember what you did, blah, blah, blah. No, I don't remember. Forgetting those things which are behind, I press on. Remember what you said? No, I don't remember what I said, but it should line up with the truth. Truth never contradicts itself. I might remember if you bring it to my mind. How do I explain this to show you how important it is? Let's say you create a corporation. And you hire a bunch of managers. Or leaders or whatever. CEOs. And they're trying to make money or profit. Hopefully they're trying to help people, you know. And if you ever notice, they all act the same. All the leaders act the same. They all act the same eventually. To rise up in the system, you gotta act the same. Explain that. I think the reason it's hard for people to see it is because if you think about really what this place was before the Phoenician Canaanite system, you were hunting and gathering. You were over there cooking in a teepee, and you hunt your food and you cook it and you're done. You might trade some animals or something. But what happened was it became more of a culture. And instead of the priest class, which is a righteous priest class, we have the magician priest class, which are legalists, trying to get you under some kind of law. The Bible makes it clear if the priesthood has changed, then if the law has changed, then the priesthood has changed. So we've got a new priesthood after the order of Melchizedek. It's not under the law, but a Gentile nation is still under law. They want you under law. Blue letter law. Why do they want you under law? Because that's all they know. If you talk about grace and peace and resting, they want to steal that from you. Because they don't have it, and they don't understand it, and they want to take it from you. Grace, peace, and rest. And freedom. And if you talk about freedom, they don't like the fact that you're free. They hate your freedom. And so these agents in positions of power, it's just built into them to try to take away your peace and cause stress and cause chaos and try to stress you out. It's built into them. It's the system. It's death. The man-made system is dying. The debt money system. It's all death and debt. And they don't like you being in peace because you're not like them. They want everybody stressed like they are.